to this week's episode of the Get It Off Your Chumps podcast.
Happy Twins Day.
Oh my God.
Who's that? Who is talking right now? Oh wait, it's Clara Jones.
I feel like I need to do like a It's Wednesday, whatever you two just did.
Oh, I just can't take my eyes off your botanics behind you, love.
What, the little plants going on there and there and there?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
What, is that Mitch's input or what?
That's all. There's all the boys in the house. They love the plants. I'm like just admiring from afar.
All I
brought to the house was a toaster. That's it.
Love
my
it.
Contribute.
Well, that's an important one.
Bring the banner.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I've made it on Wales Online.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have. I'm on the website. Take a look. I've been packed.
With my sign.
It says open gyms, protect the NHS, save lives.
Love it.
So yeah, just doing
my
thing.
She's a politician now.
So how much are you charging us for this little appearance then, Claire?
How much am I charging? I'm honoured. Yeah. You don't need to be charging. I'm just honoured. And I was like, oh my God, I'm on a podcast. What is going on? It'll all go to my head now. I'd be like, oh, did you know I'm on a podcast on Spotify?
Just another appearance, you know. First appearances, now podcast.
I know, it's all happening in one day. I can't believe it.
I know.
It's all coming together. Look at you guys with your mics.
Love it. Fresh. Recording artists.
Do you ever start like rapping in front of it? Like,
oh, yeah. Did we do, you know that Kanye West song, Blood on the Leaves? When we first got the microphones, I was like, I just want to clear my mind now. And we put the auto-tune on.
Fuck's sake.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we had fun.
Well, you got it with you. There's not much else to do, is there really?
No, not quite. Just pretend you're Beyonce.
How's the new crib, Brit?
It's lovely, darling. Bit dirty, though.
Is it?
Yeah, got to give it top to bottom, you know. Miss Hinch.
Why? Because you made it dirty or it's been dirty.
I've just not cleaned it properly since I've been here, Claire.
How long has it been?
And there's so many pigeons that keep shitting on my windows. I don't know where they're coming from. I've just had to have my arm out trying to clean the outside. It's a nightmare.
Well, like that, like around the side. Like.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Oh, God. Well, that's all out. You have to have a moving in party, a bit belated, but you know.
Yeah, I will, love.
I'm moving home. So this is Clara, she's our cousin, but we've got her on for a kind of fitness-inspired episode. She's currently doing a level 3 in CrossFit.
Correct.
She's PT, and she also does kids CrossFit as well, so she's catering across every
trying
corner.
To keep the nation healthy, you know?
Yeah. Love it. Healthy and motivated.
This time, you know.
In this crazy time.
In this crazy time.
I know, it's been bonkers.
Yeah, best.
Doing all like our fitness stuff online, like over the computer. It's just been like, I know everyone's been doing it with their like businesses, etc., their team. I know you guys do it as well, but it's just not the same.
No. I hate doing home workout because I'm just like not, if I'm in my house all the time, I'm not motivated to then work out in it as well.
There's only so many times where you can hear someone say, 3, 2, 1, go. But to be fair, the gym we're at the minute, I'll give it a shout out, Dragon Athletic in Cardiff. Check it out if you're ever there. Our members have been like pretty like bang on. The ones who have been doing Zoom, they've got into a bit of routine with it. But you know, there's been times when I've been like, oh my God, like, I can't do another Zoom class.
Yeah.
But not long now in Wales anyway.
When do gyms open in Wales?
We open on the 26th of April, but it's outdoors, and then we can open on the 3rd for 2 weeks where it's 1-to-1, and then from the 17th it's like back to normal.
Okay.
But we're not too bad.
Hopefully anyway. I mean, there's still like COVID stuff going on.
At least you got a bit of like something to work towards, though, because I feel like, especially towards the end of last year, before we had the lockdown before Christmas, it was like you didn't know where you were going, what was happening, did you? It was all over the place.
Well, there was like talk of another lockdown as well. And then it was like, oh my God, like, what are we going to do, sort of thing. Like, I think from the first year, not the first year, last year, like March to August, lockdown was a bit of a luxury because I was like back at home. It was sunny. Like, we'd all worked really hard pre-lockdown with like hours and stuff. So it was kind of like a bit of a break. But now it's like over it, over staying at home. Like,
I'd just, you just important that like one-on-one time, especially if you're doing like things like PT and like I think with exercise as well. If I didn't have someone like standing over me being like, do you press ups? I'm not that bothered.
And that's the thing about Zoom calls. I just flunk off. I'll just make sure the camera can't see me, right?
Yeah. It down.
And if we're doing push ups, I should have a lie down sometimes.
I'll just do this.
So it looks like I'm doing it. No one knows.
Well, now we know. I do them.
Do you know what I mean? But I don't go as hard as I would if I was at fit camp.
Mm-mm.
Just remember, Britt's head going up and down. She's just like, yeah, rabbit.
Make little sound effects. It sounds like I'm really struggling.
Drip, like spray yourself some water. Like, oh, I'm drenched. I'm sweating.
So hopefully not much longer now. Like everyone's sick of Zoom now. Talk about Zoom or Teams. Everyone's like, oh.
I hate it. But obviously, last summer you did like female only classes on Zoom, which we did a couple of.
Yeah,
loved it. Killed us off.
I love them. Quite a lot of females on there. Like comparing it to like the classes we did for the like for the gym, I had quite a big turnout. Obviously, you guys were on. You brought Emily and Vanessa were on as well. Yeah. Bev was on. Auntie Bev. Go Bev.
Shout out to Bev.
And it was all like our like songs, like R&B, like
Beyonce, Destiny's like, Child.
Yeah, like all that sort of thing. And it was such a, and I did it with you guys, which I don't normally do on Zoom. So I actually really enjoyed it. But I think it was near when lockdown was starting to ease. So on a Friday night at 4:30, people were just like, I'm not doing it, which is obviously completely fine. But I really, really enjoyed that. I came off like female.
But I feel like even out of lockdown, you should do more like that, even in person, like female.
I'd love to go to something like that,
because it is like you enjoy doing it more because it's all women. You don't feel.
Yeah, there's that. And I think there is sometimes though, at the, like I'll do a boot camp and I think it tends to like females are more interested in boot camps than males. I just don't know what it is. But sometimes at the gym we'll do a boot camp and it'd be mainly females and I'll get like Beyonce on like Crazy in Love on the last round. I'm like, woo, like let's go. And like even I'm like buzzing, I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. But yeah, it's definitely something that's worth pushing, I think. Like you said as well, having the whole females in the room, like it does make you, I think, more confident in what you're doing. Yeah. It doesn't make you feel like intimidated, which is a norm. But I think for females going into a gym, which I can understand, but also think it can be overcome as well. Like it's not something that should be stuck with you to stop you from doing anything.
Because I feel like, obviously gyms here are opening up Monday and we want to join one down the road. And I really would like to get into something doing like weights, but I feel like I'm probably not the only one, but I feel really intimidated just walking over to like the weights section because firstly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pick them up. Like what if I pick up one that's too heavy? And then there's just like a huddle of like men, not even lifting, just sitting down, looking at them. And it's just like, I need to overcome the fact, like I need to walk over there, pick up the weight, know what I'm doing and be like, do you know what I mean? I think that's
half it though. Like, if you've never been in that environment before, like you will need help. Like going, doing anything new that you haven't done, you're probably going to have to say to someone, can you show me what to do? Or like, I don't know what I'm doing. That will help. So even if you invest in like a few PTs being like, look, can you just show me around, show me some exercises, and then you can crack on then. Yeah. And I totally get like walking in, like I'm very lucky that when I've been to a gym and there's been loads of boys or men, Like, that is the norm. Like, all the men will be by, in a, like a Globo gym, all the men will be by the weights and all the girls will be by the cardio machines. That's normally how it looks. But I think I'm lucky in that I've, you know, done my degree, been in like exercise and fitness for a while, so I know what I'm going to do when I go in. If I didn't, I think that what I'm trying to say to females going into like that sort of area, the weights area, is like, you're both there for the same reasons. The men want to get stronger, you want to get stronger, so try and like switch around. Like, they're not going to think, oh, what's she doing here? Like, you're both there to do the same
for
thing,
the same reason.
Yeah, but I completely get it. Like, it's like, to a friend, I'd be like, oh my God, just get on with it. Like, it's fine. But then if I had like on a professional way, like, I completely get it. Like, it's like, it's not a nice thing. It would put you off. But I think you just got to like educate yourself, learn how to use the weights, because it's not something you get taught in school. It's something you have to know, which is another topic for another day. Yeah. But it should be pushed in school, I think. And it's just something you have to invest in. Like, just get a few sessions one-to-one, or even, you know, in a group. And you just say, teach us how to use it. And then you're not going to, you'll probably walk with a bit more confidence when you go and do it.
Even Rassi probably don't know how to use them. So just go in as a group and say to someone, give us a little tutorial.
Yeah, that's it. Like,
it's mad though, because even in high school, I remember when I chipped my pelvis and I couldn't do like rounders. That's another story.
I remember that.
And I couldn't do rounders, and I was in my final year of GCSE PE, so we were getting like graded.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, you're just going to have to do weight training with the boys. But they basically said to me, like, you can just sit down, you don't have to do anything. We'll just give you like an A. And I was kind of like pissed off, because I was like, firstly, I have to sit in this room with my PE teacher whilst all these boys are like lifting weights. And second, I was like, actually, I'd quite like to be taught how to do it. But then it just was the opportunity kind of wasn't given. And they kind of just assumed that, well, you won't want to do it, so we're not going to like train you on it.
There's like loads of schools in America that their PE lessons are resistance training. They're all like in year six, year five, in year seven, year eight, and they get taught it, which means, like, imagine if like we'd all been taught how to do weights from like year seven, you would not be sat here asking, oh, how'd you get you'd be fine. So
even how to squat properly, you will know how hard it is for me to squat. I've had you to like show me a few times.
Become better at it. But it is important though, because if you're not doing it properly, you're not doing it, like, you're not gonna get the benefits.
Like, you don't go and be like, oh, I'm gonna go to gym and play a bit of rounders. Like, you go
we wish. Yeah, we wish. No, but definitely my tip would be to anyone who's feeling like intimidated, especially after lockdown. Like, you may have had a bit of a roller coaster in lockdown, and you're thinking, right, let's start like getting fit, feeling good. But something that might be stopping you is, I don't want to go into a gym because I don't know how to use anything. I think just invest in it, like put a bit of money aside, get that one-to-one, and they'll just, that's what they're there for. They'd much rather help you than look at you and think, oh my God, what's she doing? Like, you see their videos on YouTube of people doing like weird stuff. Like, don't be that person.
Swinging from a machine, they're like, no, this is a sit-up. So you're like doing pull-ups. You're like, wait a second.
I've never done that before. I remember we got a Brandon gym membership and we went in there and they had bikes. And I just thought, oh, all the bikes are exactly the same. So I got on it and was pedaling really quick and I just stopped and it was a spin bike and I nearly went flying over the handles because they don't stop. They just carry on going around.
But this is it. If you don't get taught, you're not going to know.
But you know, you've never like been so terrified. Oh.
Think of like, this is like a different topic. I don't want to sound like I'm going into like comparing gyms, but think of like a Globo gym. Like, they're there to like take your money in the month and just let you go in and just use whatever you need to, like, be that, just ask for a session that you get taught it. Like, that's something I would say. I don't want to be like a CrossFit pest, but if you come into a CrossFit gym, you get taught like from A to Z what you're going to be doing. So if you want to come back in and do it yourself, you know, you've been taught it.
And to do it safely as well, because you could be pulling all different types of muscles and then you're off work. And
honestly, I've been into Globo gyms. I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Like, I've been like I don't want to like blow my own trumpet, but like I've done like a degree in the sport. Sport Exercise Science and Strength and Condition, and we go through different exercises. And some of these exercises I've been like, what is that? Like, I want to have a go. It looks fun, but I don't, what is that exercise? But yeah.
And asking for help, I suppose, we need to do. Just ask for help. Because that's what they're getting paid there for. Like, yeah, even as Jess goes and you go, oh, whereabouts are the sprouts? They'll tell you. So just
would you ask for sprouts? Would you ask for help to find sprouts? Yeah, yeah, exactly. There you go.
No, you wouldn't, though, would you, Anne? She didn't get them yesterday,
me?
Yeah, because I said to you yesterday, is there any sprouts? And you said no.
Yeah, there wasn't any in Aldi.
But did you ask?
Well, I looked through the veg section twice. They weren't there.
Yeah, but did you ask?
Well, no, because if they're not there, they're going to come out their ass, aren't they?
They'll be like, oh, here's some we had earlier.
The thing that I find with gyms, where I've had gym memberships before, I'll go there with like a plan on my phone, but then when people are like hogging machines, I just find that I sit around for ages and I'm like, oh, I'll just go home because like what, I don't know what to do. And I'll just go on a couple, do like 5 reps and be like, I'm bored, I'll go on for the next one. Like, I never have a solid plan.
That is frustrating when you go at a busy time as well. Like, if you're working like 9 to 5, chances are when you go, it's going to be peak times. But that's where, like, I'd try and gear someone towards the class, because you go in and you get told, right, we're going to warm up, we're going to do this, you're going to do that, we're going to start, we're going to stop, and then it's finished, and you go home and you feel like you've achieved something. Whereas when you're left with your own devices, like, you come into the barriers of, like, someone's using the machine, so I'll just wait. Or you go and ask if you can share. But when things open up again, COVID's probably going to get away with that.
Yeah.
But I would try and gear yourself towards a class, maybe, because they'll teach you in a class. You pay that little bit extra, but it's not too intense at the same time. So maybe something like a spin class, where you literally just, you would sit on a bike and they tell you to go faster, slower, stand up, sit down. Or, I don't know, maybe a class would be a good start.
Yeah. Well, I know with like Pure Gym, and I'm pretty sure other gyms as well, like, you do get classes.
I definitely would. I do want to get into classes, but the problem is that numbers now are going to be reduced and everyone's going to want to do it. So maybe like in a couple of months when everything's calmed down a bit, hopefully we'll be able to get into some classes.
Fingers crossed.
But the thing is, like with the lighter evenings as well, it's nice just to go for like walks after work. Because I feel like when it's been dark evenings, you come in and it's just like, oh.
I think it's definitely like we go on about fitness and exercise classes, etc. But I think it is, you know, that walk in the evenings, that like hour walk you get, I think is really important as well. Like myself as well, like I'll do like a class and then the rest of the day I'm quite sedentary.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important you go out, do your walks and stuff. But if you can find the motivation to do it at home, you are onto a winner. And it doesn't need, you know, the simplest stuff is harder anyway. So
yeah. Let's start from the beginning. So how did you, like, what made you interested in doing something in sports? Like, is there a time where you remembered where you're like, oh, I really want to pursue this? Was it CrossFit, or was it doing your degree, or was it doing netball and basketball in high school? Was there a certain
moment? I think it was, we started with netball when I was like year six, and then progressed that way. And then it was getting like, you do like county trial for regional stuff like that, and I think there was that competitive element which was fun. But then I think when netball was getting harder and harder to get progressing, the only way to progress was to get fitter. So I was trying to, you know, try and get fit through the gym. With CrossFit, I was very like, I don't want to do it, because my dad Pete and Lid did it. They're like, oh, come along, like, it'd be good. I was like, no, like, I don't want to do it, like, I'll do my own thing. Just being stubborn. And then I tried it and I was like, oh my god, because you're in a class with people, everyone's very positive, any shape, any person can be good at something. And I think it was from then, like, I enjoyed health and fitness, I liked my netball. I was like, oh, like, typical, like, I want to be a PE teacher, what can I do? But then all the PE teachers I spoke to were like, like, it's nice, it's a good job, but there's so much paperwork involved in it. And I was like, no, that's not for me. And then it was when I went to uni and started doing netball with the uni teams. I then went to CrossFit there as well. And then it kind of just, like, fell into place. It's hard to... It was just something I really enjoyed, like a hobby I tried to make into a job.
That's so nice that you were able to do that, though. Like, you're doing a job which you actually are passionate and are interested about.
I think sometimes I do take it for granted, but then you hear people say, oh, like, I'm sat at my desk 9 to 5, like, I hate my job, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm so glad that's not me.
Yeah.
But no, it is, like, I can't wait to get back in the gym.
I bet.
Speaking to people as well, oh my God. Like, today we were on the march thing, and I was like, oh my God, like, this is so nice. Like, you forget how nice it is just to be in a group of people.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mm. Are you nervous about getting back to things? Like, are you worried, like, oh my God, I've forgotten everything, like how to talk to people, how to communicate? Because I feel like everyone feels a bit apprehensive about going into just a pub, let alone.
Well, yeah. I think if you've been, like, for me, like, I've been going into work to, like, help with, like, the filming stuff for our members. So I have been interacting, but I think it'd be fine. Like talking in front, like, our class are normally like 15 people and I'm doing like 4 classes a day. I think if it's the job you do, you just snap back into it. Like, I am nervous, but only on the nervous side that it's going to be from 0 to 100 again.
Yeah.
But it should be fine. Like, I can't, like, I've been literally not sat at home, like, I've been trying to be productive, but like everyone else is, like, you guys are working from home, you're going into work. Mm. And I kind of feel like...
You're just kind of in the in-between, aren't you? Like, a bit like limbo almost. Like, you've had little tastes of, like, oh, come in the gym and film, but you can't teach anyone. It's like you're so close so far.
I think online training is very good for, like, a field of people, like moms at home. If you struggle to get to a gym or whatever. So I think online training's been great for that, but it's not what... That's not why I want to be in fitness and health industry, to be coach. Like, on Zoom, like, it will be like, this is what we're going to do. Okay, let's start. Let's stop. Or just do this a bit differently. And then, but you don't get that. You can't help as many people as you would like to. So,
yeah. You'll be fine, mate. Yeah. You'll bounce back. You'll just, like, fall into it and be like, okay, I know what I'm doing. Everyone, get on the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You know me too well, so right. I'm ready.
Right.
They're like, here she comes again.
Literally. Here she is. So, like, obviously, we've been in this pandemic for like the past year. Do you find that there's been moments where you've found it hard to stay motivated? Obviously, because I think a lot of people that you train look for you for motivation. So, have you found it? Has there been any things that you've done that have thought, oh, that's helped me stay motivated or help motivate?
Yeah, like, I think from, like, we've got to, like, lead from the front. So, we need to motivate people to stay involved, like, stay fit and healthy. And I will say there's been some times where I've said it but not felt it, because I've just been... Like, sometimes it's like you're trying to get people involved all the time and then you're not doing it. It's kind of quite a stress sometimes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's been time, but then I think I've, like, developed a mindset over the years of being involved in, like, fitness and health, and I like training myself. I've kind of developed, like, if I'm not feeling it, I know I'll feel better after.
Yeah.
So I can kind of, like, get over that hump and do it. There's definitely, like, no one's perfect. And I'm definitely one to say, like, there's been times where I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't want to do anything today.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm coaching people, like, yeah, let's go, guys. Come on. Woo. And then afterwards, I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So, yeah, there's, like, I know I, like, post on Instagram, like, doing stuff. And that is me, like, 80% of the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quite good at just, because I know it makes me feel good. So I'll do it. Even if I'm not feeling it. But as well, I'm very good at, like, if I'm really not feeling it because I'm tired, like, I won't do it. Like, that's...
You just got to find that balance, isn't it? Like,
yeah, balance is something I'm, like, really trying to fight. Not fight for, but, like, that's, like, something that I try to demonstrate in what I do. Like, I like my fitness. I like doing my weight. I like trying to eat healthy most of the time. But, like, you know... Sat here with a Prosecco.
Cheers.
On a podcast. Do you know what I mean? Cheers. So I just know, like, doing the classes, doing my training makes me feel good. So it's something that gives me confidence in, like, everyday life. So yeah.
Would you say your, like, mentality switched to, like, whereas maybe before you'd, like, work out to lose weight and that being the goal? Would you say your mentality switched now, like, you work out just to, like, feel better in yourself? Like, that's not the necessarily end goal. Like, you just want to be fitter, not necessarily thinner.
Yeah, like, I'd say, like, I have some days where I'm like, right, I'm going to lose weight, blah, blah. Then I have other days where, like, I'm doing more, like, resistance training and I feel strong and I'm like, nope, find the way I am, like, feeling strong, whatever. So it really does flip. Like, I'm... Like, I try and promote balance as much as I can, but I do have days, like, every other girl who's like, oh, my God, like, this feels really tight. Oh, my God, what we're doing, sort of thing. Yeah. But...
Yeah. That's just girls, isn't it, I suppose.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I think... Like, I do... Like, some parts of me do still want to lose a bit of weight, but that's just... I think that's just me. Like, that's my own goals. Like, it's not reflecting on, like, anyone else. But, yeah, I think it's more like I work out to feel good now. Like, it's not a be or an end or if I'm whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
but it's you've got to find that, you've got to find that balance. Like, why are you training? Because I enjoy it. Okay, great. But there, if there's days where I'm feeling a bit like, oh, my God, that was really hard. Like, that was quite slow or that felt really heavy, then I know I've got to do something about it because it doesn't make me feel good. But again, it's that fine line trying to find that balance. But that's
I saw something I saw a quote the other day and it said like exercise is about like celebrating your body, not punishing your body. And I think like if people say, what would you say to someone if they've come from say high school and they don't enjoy sports, they couldn't find a sport to do and they're looking to get fit, what would you suggest for them to start out in? Would you suggest to start in like a CrossFit environment or to do home workouts or to start in a normal gym?
I think,
what would you suggest?
I think anyone coming from high school, where it is typical in school, where if you're not there's a lot of team sports, and I think all of us can admit that in high school we were exposed to team sports. But if you don't excel at them, you're kind of left to the back and you just have to put your kit on and just kind of run around and chase the ball and whatever. But I think advice I'd give someone coming from school and maybe not have been very sporty is to be educated in, you know, health and fitness. So like the PT session I'm on about, if you pay for a block and just get taught how to use things and why we use them is good. But then I think, especially from being on the other side and coaching, seeing new people come in, we know the system we have is that you get taught, you have 5 sessions with a PT where you get taught all the movements and then you're thrown into the classes. But that class environment is, I think, what really keeps people involved.
Yeah.
Because they've got, it's like a, I can't explain it, it's like a buzz at the end when everyone's finished, like you, it's just, yeah,
I think as well as like, especially if you sign up to a class, you kind of got to go because if you cancel, it's like you're letting someone else down. Whereas if you go to the gym, you're like, oh, it's only me, I'm letting myself down, so it's fine. I feel like if you kind of set yourself up and say, right, I'm going to the class, I can't back out. And I think you get to meet new people as well, like make friends.
With classes as well, like you can feel so, as long as you turn up to the class, you can feel as demotivated as you want. Someone is going to tell you what to do. So we're all going to warm up, you're going to do this for 30 seconds, then we're going to do this. Like, you can't walk out of class unless you're very, very confident in saying, right, I'm going by.
Yeah,
which not many people would be. But my advice to someone who wants to get, say, like after lockdown, you want to get stuck into some health and fitness, would be to get your PTs with someone that you feel confident with.
Yeah.
And then start off with some classes, because I just think you meet new people, you probably enjoy it a bit more, and you just get some accountability as well. Whereas on your own, like you said, you can get to 6 o'clock and think, oh, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, I feel like that's me. Like, I get the fear. Even like classes scare me, because I think everyone in there's going to be so fit and I'm literally going to be there struggling.
And not that, from my experience, classes I go to are just like, a lot of them are old birds. Just got free time on their hands, especially spinning. They're like 50 and above. And I just think, fair play. But they don't give a fuck. They're just doing their thing. So you should just do your thing.
Exactly. And I think, you know, you're in the same room as someone else who is there for the same reasons you are. Like, they're more likely to knock you or say something if you're not doing it. So, you know, unless someone's like their own arse or something, like, no one is ever going to, what you're thinking is the worst case scenario, probably, like with anything 100%. You think of in life, is that you're like, oh my God, they look at me, oh my God, like I'm doing it wrong. Honestly,
no one gives a shit.
When you're in a gym, unless someone's doing something horrifically wrong or horrifically like what the hell are they doing?
No, like you say burpee and they do like a star jump, like wrong move, wrong move.
Well, like no one, like think about when you're in the gym, you probably don't care about what anyone else is doing. You're just cared about yourself, like you're worried about yourself.
Yeah.
Everyone else is the same.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You have to just, if you really want to do it, you'll do it. And I think that's kind of like the mindset you have to.
What would you say is your like top motivational gym song? Like what's one song you want to put on when you're like, right, I'm going to go to fucking town on this?
Oh, it depends what mood I'm in or what I'm doing. Like if I'm doing like weights or like something that is not like high intensity, like it's kind of like lifting weights or like barbell stuff, like I will listen to like rap, R&B, like just, you know, them sort of vibes.
I begin to the money. Everybody met.
You know it. That's the one. And then like say if I'm doing like a workout where I'm not going for like 20 minutes or it's like heart rate up, it's normally like house music, like drum and bass. Like I actually feel like I'm on a night out. Like
so obviously at the minute you're coaching at Dragon Athletic, which is a CrossFit gym. What's the future for Clara Jones? What are your ambitions, your dreams?
Oh my god. Oh god. So I don't know. Like I don't want to say I don't know, but I don't really know as well. I don't know, I'm gonna work for like a couple more years and then I'd like to go traveling for a bit. Because I think everyone who I've spoke to has said about traveling, if they've been traveling, they've said do it. If they haven't been, they said I regret it. So I'm like, right, I'm gonna go. And then when I come back, I don't know really. Like I like what I'm doing at the moment. I don't know. I just want to like do my CrossFit. I'd like to try and get on like the seminar team with CrossFit as well, which means I'd just travel around teaching people the level one, which we first learn as a CrossFit coach. Maybe do some CrossFit Kids as well. Like I really want to get into schools if I can and do like not even like CrossFit, like just try and get PE up a little bit more, because I think it's really important, especially it's been highlighted in this like pandemic that kids, if you're not in a sport, like when everything's opened up now, like football's back on, rugby's back on, like what about the children who aren't athletic? Like what are they doing?
In school, apart from like primary school, like we did netball and then you did like sports in PE, but if you weren't on a team, you just did your one PE lesson and that's it.
Exactly. And I think that is where it kind of falls down a bit. Like, yes, we're lucky that in high school you get to try different team sports, but that is very athletic. And if you don't excel in it, you kind of PE is like a dread.
Yeah, so I used to dread it.
Well, there used to be like netball or cross country, and I'm like, I like netball, but cross country just not my jam at all.
Yeah,
like I'd get chaffed and everything, like it's not good.
But I would literally, a teacher would be like, every time I see you, I want to see you running. So every time she turned around, I'd start walking. And as soon as I saw her head turn, I'd be like, pick up the pace.
I swear, everyone did that.
I was like, no, but even athletics, I used to dread athletics.
Yeah, I hated athletics.
Like, everybody has to do the 100 meter sprint, and we're going to take everyone's time down. And I was like, well, I already know I'm going to be at the bottom of that list. Like, that's not my bad.
It's funny looking back, but some people, like, I think, like, we can obviously like joke about. Yeah, like at the time it's traumatic and you kind of joke about it now, but some people are literally scarred from their moments. Like they're like, oh my God, I'm never doing that. It sounds bad, but
honestly, I think PE from high school for me has made me not enjoy exercise and sport.
No, that's like,
a lot of the time we sometimes have to mix with the boys' class, which obviously if you're not athletic anyway and you feel conscious of your body, it putting in shorts in front of a group of boys is just like not the one.
Yeah, and I think, like, I was never thin. It's like, not thin, that's the wrong word. I was always quite, like, how I am now. Like, not, like, petite. Like, you see on, like, at the time when I was in high school, it was all Tumblr. And it was all girls in, like, high-waisted shorts, crop tops. And I would never, ever wear stuff like that. But I like my netball, like my basketball, like my rounders. Like, I was competitive. So that just took that sort of fear away from me anyway. But I can imagine if you just didn't like couldn't get mixed in or just didn't excel as any like, as well as everyone else. Like it'd be the worst hour ever. It's like it's like me getting chucked into like a maths conference and just not having a clue what anyone about. So
yeah. But I think it comes to a point as well, like you have to see it as like you're helping yourself. Like if you have had bad experiences in the past, like if you did have a bad experience in high school, you kind of just think, well, that you're never going to have to do that ever again. Like you never have to get your PE shorts with a bunch of like 16-year-old boys that are all horny and everyone's hormonal. Do you know what I mean? Like you haven't got to deal with that ever. And everyone that's in a gym, like Claire says, is all there for the reason that everyone's the just thing doing is, their own
I
thing.
Used to love rounders. I used to love playing netball. Even in high school, I used to enjoy them too in particular. It's just everything else, like hockey, cross country. I used to love a bit of capture the flag, a bit of bench ball.
Bench ball.
You're good though. Like when we do workouts at home, you've got such good upper body and core strength. Like I'm so unfit.
No, you're not. It's like you can either do two things. Like you can either like let that determine the rest of the time. Like you can either say, right, he was awful, so I'm not going to ever do anything again. Or you can say, it was really bad, but I want to get involved.
Yeah. You have to take ownership and be like, no, I'm not going to let that stop me. Like I'm going to create my own path.
You guys were moving on those Zoom calls.
I loved
you
it.
I didn't want to feel your wrath. Annie, get off the floor.
Because I knew you. So I was like, Annie, Sophie.
Like, right at the back. And like,
I know. Britt, what was your favourite in PE?
Rounders, of course.
Rounders. I reckon you were like a second base girl.
Yeah, she was. Long barrier.
I knew it. Yeah.
Captain, second base.
I was on the outside.
Didn't even look at the post. Cut it one hand back, I go.
You're out.
You're out.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, but did you have a chant, Britt? Because I had a chant.
No, I didn't have a chant, love, but I know you did.
So I mean, this is honestly not even a scary moment, but you know, it's just thing. It just had to be me, right? All the boys, I think, were doing cricket down the other end of the field, and they wrapped up sooner than us. So as they were walking back, I was going up to bat, and I whacked it, and I was like, I've got to run because I've got to get around her. And then after, I'm like, Annie Evans for the win. And I was just like, you know, it's just like it had to be my.
I bet you went so red. You're like,
I'm just like,
That's when you need to own it and be like, go on, Mulder. And again,
take it to the bridge.
I'd own it now, but back then I was just like, oh my God, don't look at me.
I remember those moments of high school. Oh God.
It's stupid shit that you just found embarrassing, but now you look back and think, who cares? Yeah. Like, who cares? Yeah. That's what I'm going to go into the gym thinking, who gives a toss? Like, I'm going to...
You're doing the same as they are, though. Like, you're both there for the same reason, so...
I think in our heads, we just think we're going to walk in, they're going to be like my father and like built people, and we're just going to walk in like, oh my God. No, everyone's...
Why don't you all three of you get like, just like a PT session where you get rid of that fear that you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because you have to get taught it like I got taught it.
We'll come to Clara.
I didn't know what I was doing.
And you can show us.
I'd love it if Clara like worked up here. Because I think you just got to find the right thing for you.
And the right person to train you if you're going to go down that route. I remember some girls from work saying that they had a PT and his style of like training when he was... when they were like working out, he'd be going, come on, you can use that fat belly. Like his approach was like shouting it.
Oh my God.
His approach was shouting like quite abusive things. Or if that was me, if he was shouting that to me, I'd be crying. But they were like, oh no, I love it. They were like, no, it really motivates me. Like when he shouts like that kind of rude stuff, it really motivates me. And I'm just like, if you did that to me, like that wouldn't bode well.
Can you imagine? Lose that fat belly.
I'd be like you.
I bet they're not even fat though, are they?
Well, that's no, but this is what I mean. But that was his style of approach. He was very brutal. He would literally just say stuff to you to make you be like, right, I need to work harder. But if that was me, I'd be like, no.
You'd be like, I'm going to go home and eat a cupcake and cry.
Yeah. My friend Ray, she says that her PT always says to her, like, you know, when you do squats, you have to squeeze your bum at the top.
Yeah.
Apparently, her PT is always like, if you don't squeeze that bum when you come up, no one else will.
Well.
Whatever motivates you, baby.
Does she squeeze her bum there at the top?
I don't know, I guess so. If she wants to squeeze.
Oh dear.
Funny. But every time I do a squat and do that at the top now, I just think of it.
Yeah.
Squeeze your bum. See, it works for some people, not for everyone. But no, my advice to anyone after this pandemic is get involved, find something you like. Okay, if you're not going to enjoy it, chances are you're not going to stick it out. And
I'm
also
still trying to find something I like.
It's top time.
You like swimming. Why don't you go swimming, love?
Yeah, I do like swimming, but I like it, but I like to do other stuff as well. It's like, this sounds really stupid, but you know when people like get cravings for like food and be like, oh, I really fancy this. Some days I'll be sat there and be like, I really fancy going for a run, and that's not me. But like for 10 minutes, I'll really crave going for a run.
Yeah, but do it.
Why did you not do it then?
Because I'm at work. I'm sat by my desk. I can't go.
Stay in your kit, and then whenever you feel like it, you'll be all right. You just get out.
Just always ready.
Yeah, this is the problem. I always feel like I'm motivated to do stuff at the wrong hours of the day, and then when it gets to like the time where I'm like done, I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
You do need to like schedule it as well, though. Like schedule time for yourself where you do things like that.
Have you been watching anything on Netflix? I know you watched that, what was it called? Last Chance You with the glass.
Oh, my God, yeah. If you haven't watched, Last Chance and Last Dance. Last Dance is amazing. Like, Michael Jordan's mentality with training, sport, is just another level.
Yeah.
And if that's not going to motivate you, you'll want to do basketball after you've watched it.
Yeah.
You want to play ball, man.
When I play football with Jordan. No, I love things like that. I watched the football one as well, and I was just like, oh my God, sometimes the way the coaches talk to them, I'm just like, that's so brutal. But
have you watched Cheer?
Love Cheer.
That's another one as well.
Yeah. Yeah, really good. Really good. Yeah. That made me want to do cheerleading. I was like, I know I'm the least flexible person ever. I can't even touch my toes.
Those long limbs need to be used for something.
I'm the one that might be like, ready? Okay. Here we go.
I think I need a personal trainer that I don't know, because when Dad used to do his training sessions, when he used to tell me to do stuff, I used to be like that and then run out. And I'd just go shit in the toilets. Like, when we used to hire out the village and he used to do like these little boot camp training things every Thursday night, just to like, he wanted to do his coaching, we wanted to get fit. But like, he would always pick on me, and I every time we'd end up having a fat argument, I'd end up storming out. I'd be like, leave me alone, I'm doing what I'm doing.
In middle class?
Would you do that?
Well, there was only Mum and Helen.
I know, I don't
do that with me.
I think it's just because I knew he was picking on me. So I was like, fuck off.
I used to just change the songs halfway through, I'd put the song on shuffle and be like, right, turn that off now.
No, I think PTs is a good start for anyone. I think one-to-one is really good, because the chances of you going in on your own and teaching yourself is quite low after a long day at work. So I think if you book in a PT, you'll probably more likely go, and you'll learn stuff along the way, which then like after like 5 sessions, you'll be good for the rest of the time then. So that's something I would advise.
I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to look into that, because I feel like...
If you do it as a group, it shouldn't be that... Like, I know cost is something that people do... They're like, oh, like, it's a bit too expensive. But if you actually, like, invest... Like, we've been saying at the gym, like, when we talk about, like, health and fitness, we're like, people should invest in their health. Like, just as so much you put money aside to go out and have a drink, you should put money aside to try and improve your health. So one day, if you do ever get sick or whatever, you've got, like, a good...
Yeah. It's, like I said, especially after this pandemic, just shows you how we need to, like, start... taking proper care of our bodies, and like, because
if
you get anything, at least you've got a good, you know, good body to cope with it.
Well, there's a lot of like stories online of people got COVID and they've said like being healthy and fit has like saved my life or something. They've got it quite bad. But yeah, I think as well, like that feeling afterwards when you start seeing progress, you're like, oh my God. Like once you start feeling more confident as well, you'd be surprised at how much that transfers into, like, you know, job, meeting new people, etc. I think stuff like that.
What would you say is the best way to stay consistent? Because I'm like the worst. Us three are like the worst people at like sticking to something. Like we did the Chloe Ting for like a week and a half. Then once you missed one day, we started just falling off the track.
I think that's where, like, it's all right to lose, like, not do it on one day. Like, I still struggle with it, but trying to stay consistent, that's when you have to find that, like, right, I'm going to do it 3 times a week. I'm going to do this, do that. I'm going to try and stick to that. And if it goes wrong and you don't stick to the plan, rather than just sack it in, you have to just try and, like, just continue as you were.
Mm.
Yeah, so we did a Fit for Life in the gym from January to the middle of March or start of March, and someone came on and they said they'd had a bad day or something or whatever, and she was like, you have to think of it as, like, so you've got tyres on your car. If you pop one tyre or tyre gets popped, when you like stop on the other side of the road, you don't go around and pop all the tyres. You try and get that tyre fixed and, like, crack on. And I think that's stuck with a lot of us, is like, if you have, let's say if you've done your training every day with, what did you do? Sorry. What was it called?
Chloe. We did like a Chloe Ting, like,
she's like a YouTuber.
14-day ab blast thing.
Yeah. So say if you did that for 10 days and the 11th day you didn't, rather than not doing anything again for another month or so, you just like be like, oh, I didn't do it yesterday, I'll do it again tomorrow. Just, do you know what I mean? Rather than think, oh, I'm going to completely withdraw. It's the same as, like, say if you try and eat healthy Monday to Friday and then Saturday night you have a few drinks, rather than Sunday being a write-off, you just do the same again. But it's something that my advice would be, try not to put too much pressure on yourself if it's something you're starting off. It's something that it's taken me a while to learn as well.
Yeah.
I'm still learning about it, so...
I think as well, like, starting, I definitely think with us, just saying, right, let's just start at like 2-3 days a week and go from there. Like, I think people put pressure on, like, run 5 days straight. And it's like, if you know you can't do it, why are you going to set yourself up to fail in a way?
Well, I think what you see on Instagram as well is a lot of people doing it 7 days a week or 5 days a week, but they've been doing it for ages.
Yeah.
And that's their job.
Yeah. And I try and... You know, Instagram's amazing for platforms and stuff, but sometimes try not to get sucked in by it. It's very easy to. Like, what they're doing is what you should be doing. Well, it's not necessarily right. But it's honestly so much online at the minute. Like, it's very overwhelming for anyone who's never done anything before. Like, what's the right thing to do? But you have to find just what works for you. It might be that you train 3 times a week and that's perfect for you and that's it. Don't think you have to train 7 days a week.
Because I find for me that, like, when it comes to, like, exercise, working out, I try to always focus on, like, I want to be fitter. Because I feel like the second I start focusing on, like, losing weight, it then starts to become a bit, like, not obsessive, but do you know what I mean? I'll start to, like, if I have I'm like, oh, that shit. But I think if I try and make, like, working out about just getting fitter, feeling better in myself, and then losing weight is always a bonus.
Yeah, I think that's something that even, like, to this day, I'm like, some months I'm like, oh my God, I want to lose weight. Other months I'm like, right, scrap that because you've got too caught up in it. Go back to why you're doing it. It's because you feel better and you feel stronger doing it. So yeah, I think all these things that you're feeling, like, I feel it too, and it's my job. So don't feel like it's not normal to feel it as well, which I'd say to anyone listening to this, like, you will have weeks where you go from being really on it to not being on it, to feeling really good, to feeling really shit. Unfortunately, us girls have to suffer it more with hormones. Plays a massive part. Oh, I know everyone says about, like, our girls and their periods, like, whatever. Like, a week before my period,
No, genuinely. Like, I'm
honestly,
week before my period, I'm horrific.
Why is it always the week before?
The week of, I'm fine, it's just pain. But the week before,
I'm evil.
Week before, yeah, you don't even blame it on your period as well. You're like, no, it's the way I'm feeling.
No, I do. I'm like, I look at my clock, like, it's about that time of the month. Everyone stay the hell away.
Yeah.
Don't get in my way, because I'll make sure you don't.
Yeah, try and keep it, like, I think Instagram does play a massive part in fitness and health at the minute, in a good and bad way. Like,
yeah,
a lot of girls try and help by posting their stuff, but I think depending on receiving end, you might take it not the wrong way, but you might think that's the way you should do it as well. But
yeah, you just have to find what works.
You have to find what works for you.
Like you said, it's all about balance. Like, the amount of time you spend on social media, the amount of, like, you know, with your food, the balance. Like, don't. Yeah, it's just finding.
Well, I see. There's so many people I follow on Instagram who are completely different body shapes to me, do completely different training, look a certain way, and sometimes I will get caught up in thinking that I should be like that as well. Mm. And I'm like the other end of the spectrum. So yeah, just try not to get, you have to do it for you. As soon as you start doing it for external things, you'll just get lost on the track. You have to do it for internal like motivation.
Yeah,
just so motivational,
so inspirational, baby.
What are you all gonna do after this podcast? 50 burpees.
I've just had a beer, so
last night we were having a drink and a little dance, and we were doing this game where like you do a dance and then the last move you do, the next person has to start.
So
with it.
Funny.
So like the last move Sophie did, I would then have to start with it when I do my dance. And last night, I was drunk and went burpee, and I went down and I kicked the pole. I didn't realize it was behind me, and then I kind of went to do like a mid split with my sort of slip, and I went straight down.
Oh, it was amazing.
My back today, I must have twisted something or what?
Oh, wow. She
grabbed it low. Yeah, it's a bit too low.
Christy Millian, drop it low, pick it up slow. That's a bit of an. Like, I was thinking, like, I was reading through, like, questions and stuff, and I was like, quote of the week. What I've been saying like, recently is, like, just do it. Like, me and someone in the
house. Are we going to get copyright by Nike?
No, but, like, there's a sweat, like, just F and do it. Like, just got to say to your head, like, if you're not sure, you just effing do it. So when you're walking into the gym and you're feeling a bit scared, just think, just fucking do it.
Just fucking do it.
Just fucking do it.
You can find loads of inspirational quotes on Instagram. Like, I've done it as well when I'm feeling a bit like, try and find some inspirational. But most of them are saying, just do it. So Nike, there you go.
That's it.
Copyright.
Don't sue us.
Heard it here first, you know.
My quote of the week is, you have nothing to prove.
Yeah,
you ain't got to prove to the people in the gym you can lift 50 kg. You ain't got to prove shit. You can put it, slip it on the little 10.
Yeah. You've all got to start somewhere though. You eventually do it. The people who look really buff in the gym with like the big muscles, and the men mostly, they're not born like that. They have to go in the gym and work for it. So if they see you doing it, don't think they're thinking, oh, what's she doing in here? You're in
the
gym. They
will the same.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Right, but what's your quote of the week, love?
My quote of the week, simple, small steps every day.
There we are. That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's good.
Get your steps in.
Yeah. I wish I'd have put on my Apple Watch when I was doing my cleaning today, because that's been a workout.
What's your DIY?
I'm still having a look.
Have you typed in inspirational quotes?
Okay, this is kind of about kind of mental and physical.
Is it a long one again?
No, it's not a long one. Okay. You can't pour from an empty cup. Take care of yourself first. I think that counts for everything, like looking after your body, your mental health. Look after yourself, because I think it's quite easy to keep giving and giving, but you can't be an empty cup. Keep refilling yours before you give.
Can't run on empty, love. Won't get far on that cup.
No, exactly. Put you first.
Amen.
Amen, sister.
My baby.
Right.
That's a wrap.
I think that's a wrap.
That's it for this week.
Thank you very much for coming on, Clara. And for anyone listening, make sure you follow Clara on Instagram, because I even see your videos and I feel like, yeah, I'm going to do a workout tonight. Just, it's nice to see you as well, but it does motivate me.
Oh, that's nice.
So your username is coach_Clara_da. But we'll put that in our in our link, because by that description, I don't know if they'll find you.
Really nice, simple username. That
but we'll link you in our episode. But everyone, check her out and follow.
I mean, come tomorrow, I'm going to get my Pure Gym.
We're going to sign up. We're just going to do it.
You have to. Otherwise, you're not. You have to. Yeah, exactly, Britt. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. Nothing.
Well, you can go find over a bike. Like I did.
But you didn't go over the bike. You got back on the bike, and that's what it's all about. Getting back on the bike.
There we are. Just think of me when you're in the gym. Just think, Oh my god, what's she gonna say? Thanks. Just say, just do it. Just go over there and do it.
Just do it. Just do
or ask what how does this machine work?
Yeah.
What are they gonna say? Like,
don't know.
You're better off asking than doing it wrong and looking like a good player.
Exactly, or hurting yourself.
So, exactly.
Lord knows they will.
True, true, true.
There we are.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Clark. It's been a pleasure.
As always.
Thanks for having me.
We miss and love you very much, and we can't wait to squeeze you soon.
I know. I'll come down and do a little class on your balcony.
Oh my god, yeah.
We've got room now. We've got a whole dining set. We've got the lights up.
It's a full experience.
We've got
disco lights. It's like Ocean Beach.
Yeah, we used your disco lights last night.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, we'll do like a little workout and then we'll just have a few gins.
I've got some kettlebells here. We've got yoga mats. We're sorted.
Nice day.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Love you lot,
darling.
Love you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us, guys. As always, if you want to follow us on Instagram, you can find us at Get It Off Your Chubs Podcast. Or if you're feeling a little bit spicy, you can leave us a cheeky review on Apple Podcasts.
And if you don't want to miss an episode, follow us on Spotify.
Absolutely.
Go on,
do it. What are you waiting for?
Double dare ya.
Click it right now.
Triple dare ya.
Right now, lovey. Right here. Right now.
Right now. Hey, see you next week.
See you next week. Oh, and also, guys, a little something for you to look forward to next week. We are all going to be together next weekend, so we will be recording the podcast as a trio, live and direct, AJ Tracy style, same microphone, for the first time in what feels like a lifetime. So, the shandies will be flowing and it's going to be a good one. So we'll see you
there. Who knows what we'll be discussing?
Over and out.
Who knows what's going to happen? Might be a dance off, but you won't be able to see because it's in
podcast. Bye.
Bye. Bye.